Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel President Anita Staver has recently been in the news over a tweet she sent about taking her weapon to the restroom. Some of the media have intentionally distorted what she meant in the tweet. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, you do a lot of tweeting. You received Anita's tweet, and read it to us.
Yeah, Anita's Twitter handle, Anita Staver, she goes by Liberty Lawyer. She says, "I'm taking a Glock 45 to the ladies' room. It identifies as my bodyguard," which I just love. And then she's got the hashtag boycott Target because of the ongoing boycott of Target over their opening up their restrooms to potential sexual predators. Well, of course, the media and the homosexual activists left and others are completely misrepresenting what Anita said. Somebody else responded to her basically saying, "Hey, are you threatening trans people to go?" And then Anita subsequently tweeted, "No, not afraid of them. I want protection from the perverts who will use the law to gain access to women." And she says in another tweet, "Perhaps I should worry. 5 times transgender men abused women and children in bathrooms." That's just from one article, way more than 5 times where self-identified transgenders have committed sexual assault in the restrooms and so forth. We know of dozens and dozens of instances where men have abused women in changing areas and so forth. But Anita is under tremendous assault. But really, this has been a wonderful opportunity to have an open conversation about our unalienable right to bear arms, the Second Amendment, as well as the danger that these ridiculous, insane open bathroom bills are placing women and children under.
You know, we've been kidding her for being such a troublemaker with all this media coverage. But in the reality, you know, as a woman, the need for protection with all this going on, as you said, Matt, you know, you just don't feel safe even going into a public restroom anymore.
Well, you know, a couple of things just to clarify, and it's pretty clear. She didn't say she was taking a weapon into Target because she's boycotting Target. There's no reason for her to go to Target. She's not going to Target, trust me.
But so, in a public restroom.
But in a public restroom, and she's not just taking a handgun, a concealed weapons, into a restroom. She has a concealed weapon permit, as I have a concealed weapon permit, as millions of people in the state of Florida have concealed weapons permits, and a majority of those seem to be women. And that has
rightly so.
So it's not just you're going to take something to the restroom. It's you have a right to be able to carry a concealed weapon. And she just tweeted that. The media then said, well, she's going to go in there and go to Target. Well, she's not going to Target. She's going to now take a weapon to a restroom. She takes it wherever she goes.
Well, what's funny to me is this is like too good to be true for the leftists and for the leftist media.
Yeah,
this is two of their pet projects converging on one another. Gun control.
They can't even.
It's fuel for their fire.
Well,
folks.
And they've never handled a firearm, and they can't even comprehend carrying one.
Yeah.
And so they want to eliminate firearms. You know,
right.
There's been a lot of tyrannous governments that have wanted to eliminate your right to bear arms. No wonder the founding fathers had the insight, based upon past history, based upon their own experience, to have the Second Amendment that you and I have a right to bear arms. It is a constitutional liberty.
Have you guys seen the meme? It's going around Facebook and Twitter and so forth that says, "The experts agree gun control works." And then it shows the experts, Stalin, Hitler, Mao, Pol Pot, all of the these terrorists who impose as one of their first steps gun control on the masses.
That's right.
So that they have no recourse. Our founding fathers point out in talking about the Second Amendment and so forth that governments can become tyrannical, and therefore every individual has a right to bear arms, not to go hunting. You know, they say, oh, an assault weapon isn't for hunting. Well, the Second Amendment wasn't about hunting. The Second Amendment was about responding against a tyrannical government, or in this case, in Anita's case, being in a position where there's a right to privacy and to have an expectation of privacy and safety, and to have potential sexual predators, to have the public restroom where you are, or whatever facility, the organization or the corporation allowing these potential sexual predators in there. Anita was talking about having her bodyguard, her 45 Otto, as her, which identifies as her bodyguard, which I love to play on words.
She had a play on words even
to prevent rape. This is to prevent sexual assault. This is to prevent, you know, being harmed, physically attacked in self defense. That's what
she
was saying.
And some I saw one. The response from the radicals is just unbelievable. You know, I read them, and I'm glad Anita has a strong constitution, and she identifies in Christ, so she doesn't allow these negative things to affect her. But the response from these people are they use all kinds of foul language. They try to demean her. They try to wish that she were dead. It's unbelievable the backlash from the secularists that literally want you and I, people of our values, to literally be eliminated from the face of the earth.
You know, I think, and it comes all down to people who are rebelling against their gender,
rebelling
against
God,
their creator.
Right.
You know, and this is not anything to do, all these bathroom bills and all the things, has nothing to do with discrimination. It has to do with protection and being who God created us as a men and as women.
Well, and Anita told me even this morning, she said that the purpose of a restroom is not to make a political statement.
Exactly.
And what they're doing is they're using restrooms, locker rooms, shower rooms to make a political statement.
This was never about so-called transgender rights. This was never about men who dress up like women or women who pretend to be men having the right to use the restroom that they feel they're comfortable in, blah, 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 blah. What this has always been about is sexual anarchy, is blurring the lines between, is so-called gender neutrality. They hate God's design for mankind. In the beginning, he made them male and female. This is rebellion against God in its purest form, institutionalized, systemic, and that is the whole point behind all this. It's to rebel against and defy God's natural design for humanity. In the beginning, he made them male and female. That's it. It's spiritual.
It's exactly a spiritual rebellion. You look at Romans chapter 1, that's what it is. It's a spiritual rebellion against our Creator. You know, one other thing is that some of these people, the secularists, they talk about, well, you're having a gun for aggression. Anybody who's gone through any training to get a concealed weapons permit or any advanced training beyond that knows that you don't carry a gun for aggression. You never want to have to use it. It's only to defend your immediate life.
Exactly.
Or someone that's in your immediate vicinity. It is a defensive mechanism. It is a preservation of your own life or somebody that is right in your clear vicinity.
Again, this is not about discrimination. It's about protection.
It's about protection.
Protecting women and children, and even, you know, boys and men have dealt with sexual assault as well. It's a rebellion against who God has created us to be. You know, I was just reading this with a Baptist church ordained their first transgender preacher. And he said he prayed for 30 years for God to change his feelings of being born in the wrong body. He even tried deliverance ministry, but nothing changed. You know, so what is that saying?
Well, it's, again, going back to Romans 1, what you and Matt said. You know, Romans 1, when you reject the Creator and worship the created things, then God gives you up. And part of that giving up is this same-sex relationship, same-sex behavior, perverting the natural created order. It is, as historically has been called a crime against nature. Why did they call it that? Because it is unnatural. It is contrary to the way God made us. So this is a political issue that's trying to abolish the concept of gender. It's really, at the root of it, a rebellion against God. Why do we see these hateful, literally wishing that Anita would die or be killed? Why do we see that over a little tweet on her private Twitter account? Why do we see that kind of level of hatred? It's not because they just disagree, have a philosophical disagreement. It is ultimately a secularist, anti-God rebellion against our Creator. That's why we see these absurd policies popping up around the country. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.